Joined by Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. As I said, the Three Dot Lounge is back talking baseball. Is at SF Gate today, as well as the San Francisco Chronicle. The renewal of baseball. I'm so glad to see you.
Marty, I'd say I'm the happiest man on earth, but I think I'm in a tie with several others,
really?
Thousands of others.
No, I'm just so glad to see you. I was hoping that I would see you today. But this is a World Series championship team. And you just don't get the – if this was the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Tigers – I mean, honestly, the Phillies, the place would be going nuts, but they're under the radar again. Nobody believes in them.
No, that's really true. I mean, there's so many doubts about this team. Meanwhile, they won 2 out of 3. I mean, talk about a luxury coming into spring training, a feeling we've never had before, to say the least. But, yeah, people don't quite believe what they saw, which was good, smart, fundamental, not necessarily always spectacular baseball, and boy, that tends to win more often than not.
Boy, it does, and they did it in 6 games where if they had one bad inning, it would have been all over. So, well, the fans like you here. They come right up to the window.
They don't.
It's a live radio. The WBC has impacted the Cactus League to some extent, and many players are heading off to their teams probably after next weekend.
Yeah.
But it's a long spring training. This is February 23rd. You figure another 5 days here, 31 in March. I mean, that's like 7 weeks of spring. Oh, no, 5 weeks of spring training. But they're not playing all the regulars here today. The Angels sent a lineup over that Brendan Harris is the big major leaguer.
I'm not sure I've heard of anybody that they're playing. I mean, even guys who would strike a vague chord in your memory. And it's an insult to the fans is what it is. I mean, you have to give them something. I can see holding back pitchers because there's a 37-game schedule and it's earlier than they've ever thrown, you know, in their regular pattern. But right. To not give Pujols or Trout or Josh Hamilton an at-bat here or there, their split squad.
How about that?
It's just I don't get it.
Yeah, a little bit of I thought there was a rule in Major League Baseball that you had to send 3 regulars, you know, to a game. You couldn't do what the Angels are doing today.
You shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Essentially sending a minor league team over.
Yeah.
The ball club, what are your questions, let's say, about the Giants? As I say, so many things have to, Bruce, we talked every weekend, so much has to come together to win a pennant and a World Series. What are some of your thoughts about the ball club?
Well, you tend to take for granted the longevity of this rotation and the fact that they're so durable. They missed 2 starts last year, just sort of almost accidentally, incidentally. And you can't take that for granted. I think to expect all 5 of those guys to go the distance is not something you can assume. And the reason I'm concerned about it is that there's not a lot of really depth that you can pinpoint. They've got some young pitchers, you know, Kyle Crick and some of these guys in the minor leagues who are definitely not ticketed to be anywhere near the majors this year. So that would be one thing if one of the starters, heaven forbid, goes down. I think left field is a bit of an issue. If Blanco is the same player, it's a lot less of an issue because he's left-handed. You face mostly right-hand hitters. I'd really like to see a right-handed hitter get in that mix. I don't mean Pill or Torres, the switch-hitting Torres. I mean somebody with a little more pop, a little more of a legitimate big-league outfielder, and ideally with some dead-pull power and put a few balls out at AT&T. We're going to see the kid Perez today who's starting, who may even win that job. Who knows? I mean, the way the Giants pinpoint you know, sort of middle 20s of talent, the way they have with Arias and Blanco, and they've got a real eye for such a thing. He could be that guy, but I think I don't want to see a lot of belt out there. I'd like to see, I'd like to see a right-hand hitter sort of stake his claim out there to play regularly, and they don't really have him, I don't think, right now.
All right, good point. As I always say, if the left field doesn't work out, Brian Sabian will figure it out by July.
Oh, no doubt.
And they have a lot of trading chips. They have some people in the lower minor leagues that there's a lot of interest in. This week you're here, and I know you and I are looking at the schedule, looking ahead to Tuesday, Dodgers, Giants in Glendale, Lincecum and Josh Beckett. They may only pitch an inning each, but even just saying it to you, and I know you and I are going to be together there. We're going to watch some innings together. We did it last year as well. I'm excited about it.
Oh, that's going to be tremendous. I mean, anytime Dodgers, Giants, and the players know that too. There's always a little bit more of an edge to it. They will probably not be playing Kemp and Crawford, as they're both still recovering from surgery, which is not a good thing.
Probably another week or so.
It's never a good thing when a guy's had surgery and then he's not ready to play right away. I mean, it could be nothing, but you never know.
Well, look at Posey. We didn't know what would happen with Posey, and he had this amazing season.
Sure.
And that's one of the real question marks of Dodgers spring training.
Yeah, but it's still going to be the Dodgers. I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll see Hanley Ramirez at shortstop. They got a hurry-up program for him. He hasn't played much shortstop, and that's where they want him to play, and that's a big question mark. They have him all over the field, really, but that'll be awesome. I mean, that's when you really start thinking about what it all means and where it's leading.
Well, let me tell you, you and I are going to do it together, and I'm just so appreciative to be on the air with you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I love talking ball, and anytime you can bring up some guy from 1950, all the better.
Carl Spooner. Yeah. All right, look him up. Bruce, thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. Anytime.
All right, that is a great Bruce Jenkins.